It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
With me right now to expand on that, and who's not afraid to tell me when he thinks I'm wrong, but even though I know I'm right, but I let him go. Governor Chris Christie's here. He's a 2024 GOP presidential candidate. As of last week, and he just fresh off a town hall on another network, John Chris at the bottom of the hour, a deep thinker, funny guy on stage and on film. Governor, great to see you.
Good to be with you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So how's the first week been?
It's been great. I mean, the energy has been really good. I've been everywhere. I've been in New Hampshire. As you said, did a town hall last night on a competing network, and or Monday night rather, it went really well. And I was in D.C. yesterday doing the Ruthless podcast and a couple of other things. So we're all over the place in the first week, and the response from the public by donors and everything else has been really good.
So I want to bring you to President Trump because he didn't wing the speech. Number one, were you surprised by that?
I'm always surprised when he doesn't wing it.
Because I thought it was going to be the magic marker, here's a few points,
yeah.
And he was in front of a lot of people that liked him on his eve of his birthday after becoming the first president to be indicted on federal charges. I want you to hear a little bit of what he said. Cut four.
As president, the law that applies to this case is not the Espionage Act, but very simply the Presidential Records Act, which is not even mentioned in this ridiculous 44-page indictment. Under the Presidential Records Act, which is civil, not criminal, I had every right to have these documents.
Your thoughts on his stance? Is he right about espionage?
He's dead wrong.
Even on espionage?
Yeah, he's dead wrong, Brian, because specifically in the Presidential Records Act, they exclude agency documents. They exclude CIA documents. They exclude DOD documents. They exclude them. Specifically, he couldn't be more wrong.
Wait, on the Presidential Records Act,
yes,
or espionage?
No, the Presidential Records Act does not cover national security and national intelligence documents. It covers the other documents. He only got indicted on national security and intelligence documents. He is dead wrong. And so he puts up this baloney argument. And that's what that was. That's like, I took all these documents and kept them illegally, but I want you to know that this other thing is civil and I'm allowed to keep whatever I want. Well, it's not. He doesn't get to keep intelligence documents. Those are the property of the United States government, not of any particular president.
So how do you feel about them flipping his attorney, Evan Corcoran, and saying, hey, by the way, you got to turn on your client. Have you ever done that?
Have I ever turned on my client?
No. Have you ever, when you were a prosecutor, did you ever get the attorney to testify against a client?
Twice, because of exactly what they did with Evan Corcoran. There was the crime fraud exception. If the attorney is involved in assisting the client commit a crime or a fraud, they no longer have privilege.
I talked to two attorneys. One doesn't like Trump. One was working for him, who said that they're vulnerable there, that they found a judge that gave him the ability to flip Corcoran, give him the information, the text message, the electronics, and said that's where they should look to get everything Corcoran gave thrown out.
Well, I'm sure they're going to make every motion in the book they can. That's what defense lawyers do, and that's what they should do, because the government should be held to the standard of having to meet the law specifically. But I will tell you this. Evan Corcoran was worried about what he was asking, what Trump was asking him to do. That's why he made those voice memos. Lawyers don't do that, Brian. You don't make a voice memo, contemporaneous voice memo, about every meeting you have with a client. You don't do it. You only do it if you're trying to memorialize what's being asked of you because you believe that the client is asking you to do something unethical or illegal, which was clearly based on what Evan Corcoran has said, what Donald Trump was doing. And let's go back to the Presidential Records Act. Everyone who's listening needs to understand this. If you're talking about documents that he's created, that Donald Trump has created, notes of his, or that non-national security staff has created, then that's covered by the Presidential Records Act. But the presidential daily brief, the highest intelligence briefing that a president gets every day, That is not the president's work product. That's not his document. It's created by the CIA,
right,
by the NSA, not covered by the Presidential Records Act. And by the way, that's why the Presidential Records Act is not mentioned in the indictment, because they're not charging him under that. They're charging him because he kept intelligence documents that he is not legally allowed to keep.
Does it blow you away that there's a system in place for any president over the last 25 years where the documents could be so accessible and movable to whether you own a Doral or a Bedminster? Does it blow you away that you could have a bunch of interns pack up boxes and in full view at 2 in the afternoon load it onto a helicopter? I mean, if they're that important, I cannot believe we got to this point.
But let me ask you a question, Brian. He was president of the United States at the time. Who was going to tell him he couldn't?
Everybody.
No, but he's...
Isn't there a system in place?
Well, there is a system in place where he's told what he can keep and what he can't. He disregarded it. And if you're like an aide to the president of the United States and he says, hey, I've gone through that, those are mine, I want to keep them, put them on the helicopter, what are you going to do? Say, sir, I'd like to have the opportunity to review that to see if you, the president of the United States, complying with the law. Here's the problem, Brian. Donald Trump has turned everything on its head. And what we have here is something he did, as alleged in the indictment, that was clearly not right. And he's now looking to blame everybody else. It's his fault. He made these judgments.
So right now we saw Nikki Haley come out and say, listen, for whatever reason that she had, I would pardon him if I get the nomination. I become president. We saw Vivek Ramaswamy said, the first thing I'm telling you right now, everybody should follow my lead and pardon the former president when I become president. We know that Asa Hutchinson has no interest in that. If Governor Christie gets the nomination, and if you get the nomination, you're going to win the general.
Yes, sir.
I think it's the harder for you to get the nomination. So if you get it, would you pardon the president?
I think it's impossible to answer that right now and be fair. Remember, the pardon power is the power to say if you think someone's been treated unfairly, if you think there's not been a fair trial, you have to consider all those things. I can't imagine if he gets a fair trial that I would pardon him. I can't imagine that I would. Remember the other problem. To accept a pardon, you have to admit your guilt. To accept a pardon, you have to say, yes, I was wrong, and I accept the pardon. I can't imagine Donald Trump would ever do that.
That's so interesting, because life in prison or accepting. I'm saying he's convicted, by the way.
Look, he will not get life in prison. I mean, you know.
Well, 10 years could be life. But, I mean, he's 77.
Right, but I don't. Judges have broad discretion on this. And what people are reporting, and the press loves to do this, is report the maximums, right, under the statute. The sentencing guidelines are less than that. And in fact, a judge will use, in this case, her discretion to decide. Because at that point, he probably would be, by the time this is resolved, he turns 77 today. Happy birthday, Mr. President. He'll be 78 years old. All of that will come into effect if he's convicted and how he would be sentenced. And so,
But overall, I'm going to take a step back. Yeah. You live the law. I'm alleviated by the fact that I did not go to law school.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was at Sports Phone making $12,000 a year. We all make decisions.
We do.
Right.
We do.
I love the job, by the way.
Yeah, it's
I felt
not
like
bad.
I was overpaid. 976-1313.
By the way, I loved Sports Phone and spent a lot of my hard-earned money on Sports Phone getting scores.
Of course, it predated All Sports
no
Radio.
No phones,
Why
nothing.
Why were you not working with me? Because you're such a sports guy.
I'm telling you, if I had found a way to work at Sports Phone, I would have.
Steve,
I don't know if I could speak fast enough to do it. You're a fast talker. You
it's
get
because
that
of Sports Phone. I'm still trying to get off this. I should get some therapy. But I just want to hear, since I know that legal background, sometimes I take a step back and go, okay, shouldn't take in the documents. Self-inflicted wound, to me, no question. Having said that, nobody's even alleging that he gave it to Iran. He didn't give it to another country. He didn't sell it. No doubt about it. He wanted it there because you said it, too. He loves memorabilia.
He
wanted to show off.
Right.
That's why he keeps the clips and stuff. He wanted to show off and say, hey, listen, this was it. I want to bring you back to that moment. So having said that, can you believe that we have this precedent on documents to put a former president, rip a leading nominee off the GOP stand or put a possible next president in prison over papers?
Yeah, because those papers are pretty important papers. The attack plan on Iran, if we were to militarily attack Iran.
32 years old and dead in the water.
But Brian, you think that plan changes a lot?
Okay, I'm going to...
Iran is where Iran is, Brian, you know?
This is why.
And let me just say one last thing. He did it. No one else did this to him. He did it. And by the way, why is he flying the documents to Bedminster for summer vacation? Does anybody tell him he's not the president anymore? He doesn't need these papers anymore?
Well, I will say this. He hasn't even brought this up, but he was doing a book on letters. Letters with other leaders. But that's 45 book publishers, so I think he was probably looking to do that.
And by the way, fine, then take the letters. The Iran attack plan is not one of the letters from a foreign leader.
Can you tell I didn't go to law school? I mean, he's already been. All right, so listen, can we play this? The guy you worked with up until you became a candidate at George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah.
I just can't believe how oblivious people, not saying they're not smart, oblivious to people looking on other people besides Donald Trump, including other nominees. So this is Jim Trusty, who was a attorney for Donald Trump. On with George Stephanopoulos. Listen to this.
Okay. You've got these investigations in Delaware that are 1,000 times more serious by a sitting president who has authorized his DOJ to try to sink the candidacy of his prime opposition while that guy has unsecured documents that he stole out of a skiff dozens of years ago. So, look, you know, we're not talking about some sort of favoritism.
What are you talking about? That is a ridiculous statement.
There's this issue. Nice try. There's an issue that anyone that reads any newspapers would agree is a parallel track. There's 1,850 boxes that have never been fully looked at University of Delaware.
And he went on to say they're in his garage. And it's just, you know, George Stephanopoulos. He was totally oblivious to these facts that there was a counter narrative to, there's a counter problem with the current president.
Look, the current president, when he was vice president, took those documents.
And maybe a senator, too, right, because University of Delaware
has them. And I don't know what national security access he had or didn't have and what was classified or wasn't classified.
But you know there's dozens.
But it should be investigated.
Yeah.
Right? It should be investigated, and it should be looked at. And by the way, if he committed some crime in that, then it's got to be referred to the Congress for impeachment proceedings. Because as president, he can't be prosecuted. The only avenue, we've gone through this before, right?
Right.
With Bill Clinton, we've gone through this before, now with Donald Trump. If he's president, then it's got to be referred to Congress for, and to the House most specifically, for impeachment. And if there is something there, it should be. What I would say to you is the other thing that needs to be done is this Hunter Biden investigation needs to be brought to a conclusion. Now, the guy investigating it is Donald Trump's appointee. He's the Republican U.S. attorney in Delaware who's still there. Was not relieved of his duties.
Twice.
Right? And look, if I were U.S. attorney, you know what I used to do, Brian? I would set dates. I would say to the assistant U.S. attorneys, like, by the way, May 25th, that's the day you tell me yes or no on what you want to do here. And I'm printing T-shirts. That's going to be the day. So once the T-shirts are printed, you have to set deadlines and you have to get people moving because the country is watching.
Not if your boss doesn't want you to come to a conclusion on it and he's in no rush. And that boss is President Biden.
But you know, but here's the thing. What I'm sure Mr. Weiss knows is that once this investigation is concluded, he's going to be asked to move on, just like any Republican would be in a Democratic administration or otherwise. I don't think he cares what Merrick Garland thinks. Except for him to get his job done. He should get his job done.
Governor Christie here. He's running for president of the United States. We'll talk about him when we get back. And I do have something else on the horizon for him to tackle.
Excellent.
He's capable of doing it. Even though the Mets lost last night, and a lot of people would still be in bed right now.
Oh.
Back in a moment.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
From the group of 30,000 emails returned to the State Department in 2014, 110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received. Eight of those chains contained information that was top secret at the time they were sent. 36 of those chains contained secret information at the time, and eight contained confidential information at the time. Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
James Comey, Hillary Clinton famously emails. Bad. She's so clueless. She's making statements about Trump.
Yeah.
This woman smashed the BlackBerrys, had somebody with the server, refused to comply with the subpoena, had her tech guy.
She should have been charged.
Right. So that's when I brought this up.
Jim Comey is a disgrace. And what he did was not only substantively wrong, but who the hell is he to be making that announcement?
Yeah.
He's not the Attorney General of the United States. He was the director of the FBI. His job is to investigate. Prosecutors decide whether to bring a case or not. What he did there was a coup d'etat at the Justice Department.
And a soft landing.
Right.
And a soft landing for Hillary Clinton.
Exactly right, because he wanted Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States. Look, I said this at my town hall on Monday night.
Loretta Lynch would never have brought anything. We never even heard this.
She didn't bring anything. And look, I said this on Monday night. Hillary Clinton should have been prosecuted, and in my view, Jim Comey should have been prosecuted.
But because she wasn't, does it exonerate this president?
No, it does not. It does not, because every case must be decided on its own merits, Brian. And just because they screwed it up with Hillary Clinton does not mean that Donald Trump can violate the law and get away with it.
I feel so much about another candidate that I feel it's a little bit insulting to you, because I think you're as talented and smart and experienced as anybody in the country. If this is your time, you'll emerge if you're given an even shot.
That's right.
I just know you're vehemently against the guy who's now leading.
Yep.
The second guy, Governor DeSantis, I know you've been critical of, and you should. You got to beat him. All right, Governor DeSantis.
You got to distinguish yourself.
Right. But would you take the pledge that Ronna McDaniel wants everyone to take, that you will support the nominee if it's not you?
I will sign the pledge and take it just as seriously as Donald Trump did in 2016.
Did he? He was the nominee.
He signed it, right? And then at the next debate, after he signed it, they asked all of us, it was Fox News debate, they asked all of us, you signed a pledge, will all of you tonight raise your hand and reaffirm the pledge that you, in fact, will support the nominee no matter who it is? 9 of us raised our hands, and Donald Trump didn't.
But you never put yourself to Donald Trump's standard. Why now?
Because I think the pledge is a stupid idea.
Oh, so you...
Look, I'll sign it because you need to sign it to get on the stage, and I'll take it just as seriously as Donald Trump did because, by the way, when he didn't reaffirm it on the stage, he was at the next debate. They didn't kick him off the stage.
Right. I don't think he's going to any debates. Do you think he's going to any debates?
Oh, he better. Because if he doesn't come to the debates, he will lose for certain. Republican voters love him because he's a fighter. More than anything else, they love him because he's a fighter. If he shows himself unwilling to fight on that stage against a group of very qualified candidates, then guess what? Right. He's going down the toilet.
Governor Christie never worked at Sports Phone, but was a governor.
I would have worked at Sports Phone.
He wishes he did. Thanks, Governor. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Best of luck out there.
You got it, buddy.
GovernorChristie.com?
ChrisChristie.com, baby. Go and donate.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.